European impact of Raimondo Montecuccoli. General Raimondo Montecuccoli is a constant presence on this virtual journey of ours, in and around Modena and across Europe. Churches, museums, archives and libraries preserve the memory of this great condottiere, who had a major influence on the history of the 17th century and became so European that Italians almost forgot about him. His importance can be deduced from the large number of portraits that have come down to us. There is an interesting exemplar in the Palazzo Comunale at Pavullo. Painted by an unknown local artist in the late 1600s, it portrays Raimondo in the martial pose of a fully armed condottiere. One of the best portraits of him hangs in the Palazzo Comunale in Modena. It is by Girolamo Vannulli, a brilliant interpreter of the Italian figurative style of the 1700s. Also in Modena, in the Paradisino Church, is an altar dedicated to St. Anthony, presented by Raimondo Montecuccoli in the 1670s as a votive offering to the Church of Santa Margherita, its original location. Raimondo's parents, Galeotto and Anna Bigi, are buried in the monumental Church of San Pietro, finished in 1506. There are also several works illustrating Raimondo's life as a condottiere in the service of the imperial court. Vienna's Kunsthistorisches Museum houses a remarkable painting, cut down to an oval, in which Raimondo is depicted wearing armour and the insignia of the Golden Fleece, the prestigious Order of Chivalry granted by the royal houses of Austria and Spain. Raimondo was awarded this decoration by the King of Spain in 1666. Another full-length portrait can be viewed in the Hafnerbach Museum, again in Austria, where a white marble bust and various paintings also portray other members of the Montecuccoli family, including Princess Margherita, Raimondo's wife. In the majestic atrium of Vienna's Military History Museum, known as the Room of the Condottieri, are marble statues representing General Montecuccoli and other illustrious military leaders of the Habsburg and Austro-Hungarian empires. This museum also houses the Field Marshal's baton used by Raimondo at the Battle of the St. Gotthard against the Turks. Of enormous value are the general's literary works, including his treatise on war, written during his long imprisonment in Sweden, and his On the War Against the Turks in Hungary, dating from 1670. These writings were translated and much studied in Germany, France, and Spain. The manuscripts of his works are conserved in various European locations. The original manuscripts of his military tables and axiomatic tables of war, for instance, are in Vienna's War Archives and National Library, while his On Battles is in Modena's Este Library. Other writings can be found at the Vatican Apostolic Library, while the State Archive in Brno in the Czech Republic conserves correspondence from Raimondo, his wife, and members of his family. A significant aspect of Raimondo Montecuccoli's long life was his diplomatic activity at the courts of the Central European and Scandinavian powers. Acute observations, descriptions of the people he met, his insight into political intrigue, all of this went into his writings, particularly his successful volume of aphorisms, further evidence of the rich cultural milieu in which he operated. Raimondo died in Linz in 1688, having moved there with the imperial court, which had fled Vienna because of an outbreak of plague, and his viscera were interred there in the Capuchin church. His corpse, however, was taken to Vienna and on the 4th of November was buried at the Amhof church after a solemn ceremony in the presence of the emperor and the whole court. Thanks to his acute political sensitivity, intellectual finesse, and shrewdness as a strategist, Raimondo had grasped the meaning of the changes that were sweeping across Europe in the 17th century. His writings constitute an extraordinary and rich testimony of these developments.